You are listening to Sales Secrets with Gabe Larson. In this episode, Gabe talks with Sunil Rao from InsideSales.com about trends in account management and the secrets great companies are following to win with this important sales function.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sales Secrets podcast. We're going to be talking today about all things account management. How do you think about this role? How do you optimize it to do that? We brought on a friend of mine, the director of market strategy here at InsideSales.com, Sunil Rao. Sunil, thanks for joining, man. And how are you?
I'm good, Gabe. Appreciate you making the time. I know we talk a lot, but it's good to put it on tape this time.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
maybe that's not a good idea. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, man. But Sunil is one of those people. He's just a smart person. Just knows his stuff. It's like whenever I have questions about the meaning of life or sales stuff, I know I can reach out to Sunil and he'll at least have an interesting answer. So we were chatting about some topics and I was like, hey, you ought to come on the podcast and talk about some of these things you're thinking of. And he's got 20 in his back pocket, but we decided to kind of go with this account management idea and some of the things he's been thinking and seeing in that space. So I'll be excited to jump in. But before we do, Sunil, can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you mentioned, Gabe, I am the director of market strategy here at Inside Sales. So that's really focused on how do we grow our revenue, looking at different markets, different product capabilities, different segments in the market. And that's a little bit of how we came upon this account management space and why we think it could be an interesting area to really investigate and think about how we do it differently in the future.
I love it. Yeah. Well, and he's got a fun background as well. So let's dive into this topic. I mean, it's obviously kind of near and dear to your heart. Maybe set us up just 100,000 foot view here. Why kind of, if you've been thinking about account management, what's going on there? Why is this kind of near and dear to your heart?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, certainly from as a sales company, a sales platform, we're always thinking about how can we ensure that companies are making the most revenue possible. And one of the things we're seeing is with the increase in subscription type models, both in the SaaS and in the physical world, that focus on account management is going to be increasingly more important to companies hitting their top line goals.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it really stems from.
Yeah. Do you feel like, is this an often overlooked part of the organization? Is it a role that's sometimes just not as focused on? Is that kind of the takeaway you've often found as companies start to get their inside sales and sales team nailed down?
Yeah, when we were taking a look around over the last year, there's not as much of a focus from a tools and technology standpoint when it comes to account management. A lot of times it is the wild, wild west, and it's up to the engaged and motivated account manager to figure out what's the best method, how do I stay on top of all my accounts. It's just generally not as interesting, maybe not as sexy to the leadership as it might be from a net new business or sales perspective.
Yeah, totally.
We see that there's an opportunity to help optimize there.
I think that's right. So you that last word, optimize, I think people are always looking for the secret, the silver bullet, you know, like the elephant in the room, like what are we doing wrong? But as you've looked at this, maybe just some of the points you found, optimization or improvement, what can be improved in this function?
Yeah, well, you know, to kind of set the table, customers are in terms of where the revenue is going to come from, it's really highly leveraged in the top end of your existing customers. Hmm. I think there's a Gartner study that said about 80% of your revenue is going to come from 20% of your customers. And those are existing customers today. And so when you talk about optimization, you need to make sure that you're getting the most of the long-term value out of those customers. And that means you need to have a strong account management function. Hmm. And a similar study from that same group was talking about only about 30% of account managers are hitting their goals today. So there's clearly a challenge out there for all account managers and anyone who's managing accounts even more broadly, right? They may not just have that title to find a way to get the most out of the accounts that they're responsible for.
I love that. I love some of those, the study you mentioned, 30%. Geez, that's not great. Keep it maybe
no, not ideal.
You're like, well, that could be better. Keep it a little high level with me still for a minute.
Sure.
Because it seems like you've got a good grasp on some of the industry trends. I want to hit that, and then I want to bring you back maybe to maybe some tactical things you think account managers can do better. But what are some of these other big picture things that are going on around maybe growth or some of the things that account managers are facing currently in the market?
Yeah, so you know, as we think of the industry as a whole, right, we mentioned earlier that the broader trend around subscription type models.
Okay.
You know, there's a study out there that Gartner says by 2020, all new SaaS entrants will, all new entrants in technology will actually be SaaS based. Mm-hmm. There's a McKinsey study that says the subscription model doubled between 2011 and 2016. And that growth is going to continue. And even something as tangential to SaaS, we've talked a lot about that, even the clothing rent, the online clothing rental industry, it's going to be a $2 billion industry. And we've seen how that in the physical world is around subscriptions, kind of ongoing boxes. And let me give you an example for the trend that we're facing and how managing your existing accounts, managing your existing customers, having a good structured approach to that will be critical. You know, many believe that the future transportation isn't going to be individual car ownership, but rather subscriptions. So you could see in the future where instead of as an individual customer, or an individual business who provides cars, public transportation, allowances per month, instead they're gonna pay for a subscription to four transportation services. And that's gonna include, as an employee of InsideSales.com, I can rent, you know, X car rides per month, X bus rides per month, I can get on the bike, I can get on a scooter or a moped, whatever it is. This level of subscription-based economy is going to really proliferate through our entire lives in so many different ways. Basically, anywhere where you can take advantage of either extra capacity or take advantage of not wanting to get more than you need at any given time.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the overarching theme of the industry as I think about it. And that means managing your accounts will become critically more important as that grows and as those opportunities come to light in this digital economy.
Yeah, so you might see different flavors of account management, but as we move to a subscription-based economy, whether that's in our personal lives or in our business lives, and we've certainly started very quickly, I think, in business, this role of account manager, you know, rather, I love your analogy, rather than me owning a car, right, I may call my account manager, hypothetically, you know, from kind of the subscription car company and be like, hey, how's my account, or what am I missing, how do I upgrade, you know, what are my options here? So we see actually a fairly big growth, you think, as people move more and more into the subscription economy?
I do, absolutely. And I think that's where you see it both in the physical and digital worlds. And, you know, in that example for transportation, you know, maybe it's not that Ford Motor Company will call Gabe Larson, but Ford Motor Company in this future world would have to call companies like InsideSales.com and Salesforce. And actually treat these like ongoing accounts will subscribe to their physical products because it's now more of a subscription as opposed to I'm going to sell you X amount of cars in a year or Y amount of buses. I'm actually have to subscribe on a monthly annual basis for a certain number of rides or a certain amount of usage.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden, again, this the reliance on the account manager becomes a lot different. How do you think companies start to react to that? Maybe it's just a push to make sure that to get ahead of that trend, you're thinking one about the subscription economy and then two, how do you support that? Is that where you'd kind of go with this big trend that's coming our way?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So I think, you know, the first part of dealing with any challenge is recognize the challenge and trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
I think one of the key parts is understanding both having the right people, having the right process and having the right technology. In many cases, it seems to me from the outside looking in that a lot of the account management is people-centric, which is the most important part of that equation. But we need to find ways where process, and especially in this day and age, technology can raise the floor of what account managers can achieve. So that way that the variance is a little bit less. You can't just have your best account managers understanding all the best practices and hope that disseminates across your organization.
Yeah, it does feel like
guardrails on the bottom.
Right. It feels like this has been such a people-driven world, right? I mean, we've kind of grown up. Account management, I think, has probably evolved from more of the support side of the house into, you know, how do I strategically provide guidance rather than just, you know, take phone calls. But it's been so people-driven, right? It's just relationship-driven, almost like the field sales to the inside sales. You know, it's like, how do I... how do I create something that's a little more scalable, a little more process oriented to grow? And I want to push you on that in just a minute, but I wanted to get one more question out that you had mentioned earlier. Maybe we can just double click, because that idea that Gardner, you mentioned the Gardner study, the 28% was, wow, that was, I'm still trying to grasp that number, but just the other one, something about 80% of revenue will come from 20% of customers. How does that affect the way or impact the way I think about my business? And why is that? Is that true? Is that just the old 80-20 rule? And it is what it is. You got to kind of start to plan around it.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know as much kind of in that second and third layer down, but there is a little bit of that, you know, adage around the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
But there's also a question of focusing your resources as well. So what that means is prioritization is going to become key. So you need to prioritize not just by who you have the best relationship. You talked about that personal element, but also by other tools and other measures. So how can you measure the potential growth of an account? Perhaps they're not in your top 20% right now, but they have that white space opportunity. And then how do you build the muscle and make sure you can pay attention to something like that? It is an example of how we need to go beyond just kind of individual, you know, capabilities and help augment and steer and guide those conversations and those strategies.
I love that. So let's continue down that path. So we got some big trends. That Gardner thing, I'm going to have to dive into a little bit more. You got some things coming at you from an account management world, and so we've got to step up our game. Couple of things that I just heard you talk about prioritizing, right? So in this new world where account management becomes more and more important, the thing you've got to figure out is prioritization. So you got to figure out who you go after, where you spend your time, you know, the balance of reps to account. So one is prioritization. Where else what are some of the other key things account managers need to do in order to manage around this changing tide, this changing trends we see in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are a handful of things that they need to do. And I think to really tie back to a comment you made, it's really becoming way more strategic of a function. It is transitioning from perhaps in the past as a stereotype might have been around solving customer issues and more of a customer support role to a true area where revenue can be generated.
Yeah.
So prioritization is always going to be key in an area like that, as well as ensuring alignment between marketing and sales collateral. Ensuring that any marketing efforts in the existing base are really driven through and leveraging that one-to-one relationship between an account manager and their account. Tracking that account activity, understanding the penetration to the territory of customers, and helping drive, ultimately the goal will be driving proactive renewal conversations as well as proactive upsell conversations that leverage the whole storyline of an organization. From marketing all the way down to sales.
Yeah, it's felt like this role, because it is more of a, you know, it's a people side, it seems like it's lacking discipline. And some of the things I'm hearing you are, you know, it's okay, we got to get a little more disciplined around, you can't just say manage this account. You have to kind of get a little more structure in place to do that. So I want to click on a couple of these discipline type areas. So tracking account activity, that's more on the account side. That's not necessarily on the rep side, right? So it's when you talk about tracking account activity, what people are like, okay, that sounds right, but what does that mean? Or how do you dive deeper into that one?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the most acute example of that could be during a time of transition. You know, an account manager may get promoted, they may find a new opportunity, and they're handing off their account to someone who's backfilling them.
Okay.
In that situation, you know, how are we keeping track of our strategy to engage this account over time, and where are we in that strategy, if one exists or if one's been documented? And to be clear, it's not to say that account management is always the wild, wild west. Of course, what we're thinking about is using structure to kind of up the level and rise the tide of all ships, up the level of the performance by providing that kind of structure and visibility and enabling performers to increase kind of where they're able to achieve and what they're able to achieve.
That makes tons of sense.
That's the real advantage there.
Yeah. That makes tons of sense. Do you feel like, this one kind of struck me, that you're driving proactive referrals idea. It does feel like sometimes, right, this role becomes more of a, well, I'll just take the calls that come, almost like a glorified support role. How have you seen people navigate through that? Like, yeah, we got to start to crack the whip. Let's start going more proactive. Let's get out to these people rather than just wait for them to come to us.
Yeah, there's been a couple of examples in our customer base where they've used the renewal date as a trigger event, and they've backed in, you know, X months, Y months from that date to start a proactive engagement. So I could, for example, pick the key stakeholders and say 6 months up to renewal, I'm going to start engaging with them and align that either with marketing content or with my own and set up a cadence that says, look, hey, we're 6 months from renewal. I want to set up a business review to outline the value that we've had over the last six months or the last year and leverage that cadence to get that meeting on the calendar, get the right stakeholders in the room and kick off my renewal strategy.
I love that. Yeah. That use a trigger event to actually force an action or, you know, solicit some sort of action. And then the last one I just wanted to get one more double click on is this concept of prioritization. It's a term that's becoming more and more important in sales, right? As we think about, God, I have all these tasks to do and how do I navigate my accounts and the strategy in which I may, you know, do that. I don't know if it's talked about on this side of the fence, right? The kind of the post-sales strategy, post-sales execution. How are companies starting to think about prioritizing which accounts, where I spend my time, et cetera?
Yeah. So there's a tactical and a strategic element to that. On the tactical side, right, it's just figuring out where have I spent my time? You know, what did I do last week versus what I'm doing this week? And, you know, typically, you know, many reps can over-report how much work they actually do, not maliciously, but just, you know, being able to track that level of activity, it's hard to actually quantify that when you look back.
Yeah.
From a strategic perspective, there probably hasn't been as much alignment around, okay, which industries or which verticals or which accounts are we going to actually prioritize based on the factors that are most important to us? You know, within our organization, you know, we'll need to understand, is there certain reference accounts we're trying to build? And then those are the ones we need to spend more time on. Are there certain industries and verticals we want to expand? And those are the ones we need to prioritize and make sure we have more touches against, have the right sales collateral, the right marketing material, and truly leverage and actually strategically go after and drive a goal to completion.
I love it, man. Yeah, this is, it just, it, you know, as I summarize or kind of think about the conversation, it is time. I think sometimes this role has been, it's not the redheaded stepchild, but it's been maybe sometimes a side thought, right? And it is time to step up the game. Think about how do I get my people? How do I arm them with the right tools? How do I get the right process and get this functioning like a revenue machine that you sometimes hear about in sales and marketing? And it's probably time to do that. We hit on a lot of stuff. If you had to summarize, what's kind of your takeaway or the way you'd kind of leave the audience here, Sunil?
Yeah, probably just a couple of things. You know, the account management space is quickly becoming a strategic revenue driver for the organization. It is going to be critical to revenue growth. And so as we continue to transition and evolve, the big question that our colleagues will have to consider is really around how can you structure, standardize, and really prioritize key portions of those roles and those motions with best practices and the ability to monitor those over time so you can consistently reach and beat that, you know, 28 or 30% goal achievement that account managers are facing today. Mm. And so really think about how, when you have the right people, how can you standardize that process using the available technology today to really have a well-functioning organization that'll hit those account management, renewal, expansion, upsell goals that you have.
I love it, man. I love it. All right. Appreciate the quick summary. Appreciate you taking the time. Talk about all things account management, some interesting trends and some interesting takeaways as we move into probably a new age, I think, of account management overall. So Sunil, again, thanks for taking the time. If someone wants to reach out to you, connect, you know, continue this dialogue, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I would love that. Please reach out to me on LinkedIn. You know, message me. I would love to keep in touch and learn more from everyone who's listening out there. If there's anything that we missed, we'd love to hear about it.
Awesome, man. Well, again, have a great day. Appreciate your time. And for the audience, remember, success is just one play away.
To learn more about this topic and many other sales secrets, come check out our resource center at resources.insidesales.com. Again, that's resources.insidesales.com. And thank you for listening to Sales Secrets with Gabe Larson.